Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's the Dort Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dort Podcast.
Brian Davis.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag
Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Randall Von Dandel. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey, how are you?
Buongiorno.
Oh, look at this guy. International Man of Mystery.
International Man of Mystery.
Back from your trip abroad. How was it over there?
Oh, well, let me fix this. It was a time, Richard. I don't know if I told you anything about it.
No, you haven't. Save it for the pod is what I would say.
Good content. So I get there. 20 kids, me, two other chaperones, a tour guide, 20 kids.
I don't love your numbers.
Eight people, including the other two adults from this school on the trip, got a stomach bug. So I essentially had to like figure out how to do this trip with me and 14 kids by myself and like the tour guys.
God. So they like the, what, 10 of them basically were just like in the hotel, like throwing.
Yeah. For 2 days, it was brutal. And so like so when you do these trips, there's a lot of like red tape and a lot of stuff that you have to deal with. So like anytime somebody threw up, I had to call like our emergency medical people.
Oh my God.
So I was on the phone, and remember it's a 5-6 hour difference because it was like the daylight savings happened. So it was a 5 hour difference. So like I had to stay up. I didn't sleep for like 36 hours.
Jesus.
Cause Christ. I was on the phone with these people. Like I almost had to take kids to the hospital. Like it was this whole thing. It was brutal. And then as I'm on the phone at like 1:45 in the morning in Naples, a fucking earthquake hits. Like a not like one of the ones we had here. People are like, "Whoa, did you feel
like, I don't know, like a like, legit, like
legit 4.4 magnitude earthquake?"
It's the
I
end
have
of
never.
Days.
Yeah, I said I must have angered the old gods. They were pissed.
Not good.
So I've never experienced an earthquake like that before. I know there's some people in West Coast who like that's a 4.4 is like really nothing, right? In terms of earthquake, but like, you ever like feel like a strong wind like hit the side of your house or like a window and it's like it's kind of like stops there and you're like, whoa, and it's kind of like a like the window shakes.
Yeah, it has like a weird sound too. Yeah.
But it kept going.
Oh yeah.
And I was sitting in a library, like this villa we were staying had a library, and I was doing work in there, and like I could see like the books, like it went like through the room.
Jesus Christ.
It was really weird. This is a card.
You're supposed to get in the doorway.
Well, I didn't know it was happening. I was like, whoa, like I had never experienced that before.
Yeah.
It's Mac a cardigan. But thanks for noticing.
Wants to know if you're wearing a house coat.
Not.
Or bathroom.
But look at this. You would appreciate this.
So, how is that? That's a sweet hat.
So this is the Hartford Yard Goats. Their alternate uniforms this year are the Leaf Peepers.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good hat.
Not like to brag, but one of the kids who came on the trip with me, who's been my student for the last 3 years, her family owns the Hartford Yard Goats. So they put me a new hat.
That's a good looking lid.
It is. Hartford Leaf Peepers.
Nice. Well, I like that. Well, yeah, very good. It's good to have you back in the fold
it's
here.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back where, you know, but man alive, did I eat some good food.
Oh my
holy hell.
What was the best thing you had?
They took us to a buffalo farm where they make buffalo mozzarella, which is like the best mozzarella cheese in the world, allegedly. And it was like they made that cheese at 5 o'clock in the morning. We had it for lunch at 12. It was the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Cheese. I like cheese. Okay.
And ricotta cheese. Wow, so they had the mozzarella and the ricotta.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Or even the Romans or Greeks.
Excellent. All right, let's get to this. All right, we're of course doing Severance recap. So if you're interested in Severance, check out those episode breakdowns. They're spoiler full. Next week will be the finale, but the show is cruising right along. One of the best shows on television. Another show, Ryan, I think we're recording on a Tuesday this week, so it's probably on right this second. But Daredevil Born Again, I've seen the first three episodes. Are you caught up?
Yeah, I'm caught up. The first three, yeah.
I think it's good.
Good. I'm getting a little frustrated.
Okay.
Yeah. For a show, have you ever seen that meme for like for a song called Piano Man, the guy with the harmonica won't shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
For a show called Daredevil, there isn't a whole lot of fucking Daredevil in it.
Yeah, it's a slow burn because it's weird. I think what they're trying to do is
he doesn't want to do it.
Well, yeah, like they're playing that role. We've seen a lot of superheroes be like, maybe I don't need to be Batman so much, or maybe I don't need to be, you know, Superman that much. Like, yeah, you kind of do. You
should probably start doing that now, or I'm going to lose interest.
I think you know, they're also.
I don't need another lawyer show.
I know. Right now, it's very much Matt Murdock and Wilson Fisk, and I definitely need more Daredevil Kingpin.
Yes.
And Punisher. I think they might be teasing Punisher for this episode, perhaps.
They teased it a little bit. I don't think that was him.
Up a notch. No. The last one wasn't him, but I think they tweeted out like a picture. So it might just be that guy or it's somebody else with the fucking skull. And I'm like, all right.
Well, you saw there was this isn't a spoiler, but the cop like turned his head in like the courtroom scene and he had like a Punisher skull like tattooed on his neck, which by the way, I love that they're doing that because like that has been co-opted.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one of my favorite Twitter interactions ever was someone's like, you understand that like Frank Castle would like hate you. Like if you were like that type of person, like he would hate your guts.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you don't know what you're talking about. It was a woman. She's like, you don't know what you're talking about. She's like, see that book behind you?
Yeah.
That has my name on it. Like I wrote that.
I wrote that book. I wrote Punisher books. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that he will kick it up a notch if in fact he shows up. Speaking of needing to get kicked up a notch, I'm watching The White Lotus this year or this season.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Walton Goggins,
yeah,
Carrie Coon, Michelle Monaghan, Parker Posey are all in this show.
Yes.
Like they're excellent. The show stinks. Like there's nothing doing. Nothing. Oh,
and every time Rye watches it and every time I walk by, it's just like a bunch of yuppies just like talking at a dinner table. Like there's nothing happening.
At like a really nice resort in Thailand where I'm sure it costs like $10,000 a night. And it's just like, all right. Yellow Jackets, I have not started, but I do plan on getting like a free week of Paramount Plus with Showtime and ripping it, and then maybe we can do an episode on it. Have you given up on this, or are you?
I'm like an episode or two behind.
Okay,
I'm about to give up on it, but that might be for some interest in podcasting. You tell me.
Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. Okay. If it ends up, because I love this first season so much, and I actually like the second season. I at least made excuses for it, so I think it's worth. If it sucks, it sucks, but it might be worth talking about.
Yeah, they're taking some turns here. They're doing some things that I don't know if I necessarily agree with.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I did watch The Electric State, which was the $320 million movie by the Russo brothers starring Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
And it was reviewed poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what, Ryan? I don't need to hear what anybody else says. I'm going to make up my own mind. The reviews were right.
Okay, because I almost watched this on a plane, but I didn't want to get annoyed.
Yeah, you would have got, especially on a plane,
on
like a small screen, it would be like, it'd be terrible. It's bad. It had some vibes. Remember the movie If with Ryan Reynolds and the imaginary friend one? It's kind of like that. There's robots in this one, but it's a similar kind of vibe. It's sort of like these weird robots that it's just like, I can't believe they spent so much money on this thing. It might be like Rebel Moon bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know if anybody in the chat or anybody listening wants to email or tweet us if you guys watched Electric State. Let me, maybe I missed something. Maybe listen, because I'm definitely not of the, oh, just because it has bad Roddy T scores means it's bad. I think the critic or the audience score isn't terrible. The critic score is very bad. And I would actually probably side more with the critics. The Seth Rogen, Catherine O'Hara TV show, The Studio, comes out this week on Apple Plus. Might be worth a rip.
Check that out.
Yeah. Might be worth a rip. Let's see. This is Spinal Tap 2. It's coming out September 12th. We got a teaser, certainly not a teaser,
30 second thing. Yeah.
Just like a little thing basically telling you that this thing is coming out. Listen, we have very high hopes around here. I don't know what to expect. We obviously love the first one, and I love 75% of Christopher Guest movies.
Yes.
The problem is the last couple, we're not trending in the right direction, and there's not even like random like ups and downs. It's just I'm gonna give it a go, but a little worried.
The catchphrase is the end continues.
Yeah, right.
Which is a great it's a great Spinal Tappian line. But Mascots wasn't that good, and like For Your Consideration was like okay. Had some moments in it, but it's never going to touch, you know, Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show, Mighty Wind, Spinal Tap. Like, those movies are fucking classics, all of them.
Yeah, that's the thing is, so, obviously, Spinal Tap and Guffman are incredible. And Best in Show, you could make a case, is the funniest of the three, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Spinal Tap might be the best movie. Guffman's amazing. Best in Show, especially if you're a dog person, is, like, so good. Like, three borderline perfect movies.
Yes.
Then I would say A Mighty Wind is kind of like in the middle. It has its moments. There's some good stuff in there, like some good music and whatever. For Your Consideration, I didn't love, and Mascots, I really didn't love. Yeah. So it's like, and those are the two most recent. At least now you know, like, you're leaning on incredible characters, like characters that we know. I'm sure the songs are going to be pretty good, even if they play some of their same ones again, you know.
And yours is Big Bottom is your favorite when they're all playing a bass guitar.
I love Big Bottom. Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
You got any video game minute stuff?
I do.
Okay.
It's time for Davey's video game minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, what do you have?
So I got to get you in on this. So there's a game. There's a game that just came out, Split Fiction. Have you heard of this game?
Split Fiction, no.
So it's a game. So like, remember the game It Takes Two, where it was like you play like these little thing and you play together, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the same company, but like the premise of this game is like there's these two characters and they're both writers. One is a science fiction writer, and one's like a fantasy writer, and they get like sucked into like each other's worlds.
Okay.
And it's like different types of like game, like, you know, like the side scrolling like plane one. And like there's like an SSX version, and there's like a car racing thing. There's like all these different genre of games that you get to play, but you have to do it together.
That's cool.
Well, here's the cool thing, because they might have flipped it. So the game's $40, right? So it's not like a AAA game, in game price anyway. But only one person has to buy it.
Oh, now we're talking.
Like, you could play with me. I bought it. Like, you could play with me. You didn't have to buy the game.
We'd play Mario Kart, and I didn't buy the new levels, but like Dr. Joe bought the new levels, so we would just play with the new levels. Yeah.
So it's like that, but it's all co-op. So you can like,
that's sick.
I can invite a friend into the game, and essentially you stream it.
Cool, that's a good idea.
Or like you couldn't play it on your own, but like
I can play with you,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give that a rip. We're gonna try it at home first, because we played It Takes Two and loved it. That game was so fun. And the big news is today, as of today, it is the triumphant return of Slim Dickens and the show 25.
How about that?
And what's cool about this game, Richard, and you will love this, you actually, instead of starting in like the minor leagues, you start in high school.
That's sick. Yeah, I like that.
And you can get recruited. There's like 8 teams that you can get recruited by, which means metal bats.
Oh, ping, ping.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I'm mashing metal bats right now. And I'm a two-way player, because I thought that would be fun, because you can be a two-way player now. So I'm a shortstop pitcher. Go Frogs at TCU.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good school. Yeah, it's good school.
It's good school. It's good. And so they have these things like the school does, if whatever school you pick does different things for you. Mm. So like say you go to Vanderbilt, you're not going to get like the player development, but your exposure will help you. And they give you like a gift for going to that school. That's like better than some of the other schools. So it's like, there's like a trade-off.
I like it.
So then you can, but so out of high school, you can go to like the draft combine or like the draft showcase. And then you can decide if you want to go on the draft or go to college.
Sick. That's pretty fun.
It's really fun.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
We'll throw in a YouTube question here. Brian, new to the show, wants to know your thoughts. We've talked about this before. I actually never played it, but Ghost of Tsushima. I know you loved it. It got nominated. Yeah. You nominated it for Game of the Year, what, 2 years ago or whatever.
Uh-huh. And it's probably one of the best games I've ever played. It is like a masterpiece of the genre. And I think it lost to something that year. That was just like an absolute, it might've been like The Last of Us 2 or something.
Yeah. I forget. We definitely talked about it on the podcast though. And yeah, actually somewhat related this week, Assassin's Creed Shadows comes out, which takes place in Japan, which I think I'm going to get it. I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game in a while and it comes out this Thursday. I think I'm going to pull the trigger on that.
I think it's, and it's
looks great. They
changed some things around with that game too, so it's not going to feel as much like the, I think looking at the combat now, it's less, you can do the stealth thing, but it is like, and it, not to, this is a great tie-in because it's like Ghost of Tsushima or like an Arkham, so you can, there's like this like free flow,
that's cool,
especially like with one of the characters for sure.
There we go.
So Brian's asking me, so I played both. I did a playthrough in color in an English dub, and then I did a black and white in Japanese. So it was So it was like a Seven Samurai.
Are they making a sequel to that too?
Yeah. So it's called The Ghost. It's another town. It's another island or another town. Yotai, which is coming out next year.
Pretty good. All right. Yep. There you go. Is that it for the video game minutes?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Ryan, I got a question for you.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic is your time, Ryan.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. And today, it is Invincible Season 3. It ran for 8 episodes on Prime. I think we did a standalone. Don't quote me on this. I think we did a standalone for Season 1. And I don't believe we did for Season 2, even though we both watched it and it had a maddening release schedule because
that was it. I mean, it was just so
pissed us off. Yeah. Season 1 to Season 2 had a long gap, and okay, a lot of shows have long gaps, but they had a long gap and then they gave us 4 episodes and then they had another big space and then 4 more episodes. And I don't mean like at once, cause this was also a weekly show.
Yeah.
It was like 4 weeks, long gap, 4 more. And we're like, what even are you doing?
Right.
So the show was actually, or Season 2 actually wasn't even that bad. It was just frustrating how it went. Meanwhile, this one comes out 8 straight weeks, they bang it out, and the season is over. So we'll begin, like we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, spoiler-free. Ryan, Invincible Season 3, did you like it?
This is an interesting answer, because I'm going to say eventually.
Mm. Okay.
Did you like it?
I did. Yeah, I did like this show. I don't think it's a perfect show by any sense, but I thought there were some really high highs. They have a million different characters on the show, so you're like, inevitably you have to like some of them and then also hate some of them.
Yeah.
I think it can get a little redundant at times,
and for me they've been teasing something for 2 seasons that they have yet to pay off.
Yes,
like the big thing that they keep talking about is going to happen hasn't happened yet. And bringing it up.
So this is a Robert Kirkman book, right? And we talked before about the comic. I've only read like the first issue, not the first issue, like the first volume. This goes on forever. So like his work on The Walking Dead, there's just a million issues. And so, you know, I'm sure there are people that really love it. I don't know exactly how accurate it is to the source material. It seems like a lot of it's pretty spot on. I don't know how, like, where they're taking turns and whatever. So I'm sure some people have more criticisms than others, but there's just a lot of it. So they get to pick and choose what they want to do. I do think the character of Invincible is good. His storyline, Omni-Man, is a great character. You get into some of the guys that they team up with, both villains and heroes, is pretty good. And a lot of them are just basically Marvel or DC characters ripped off and sort of like turned on.
Kind of like what The Boys does. It's like there, you can tell who that is.
Yeah. Like the animation is obviously the same from the first two seasons. So if you like that, you like it. A lot of action, very violent, super
very bloody, violent.
You know, I mean, it's as violent and graphic.
A lot of head crushing. People's heads get crushed a lot in the show.
Blood, teeth getting smashed, limbs hacked off.
Yep.
Is this a must watch?
No.
I think it's pretty good, though.
Like, it's good. Like, if you're into this stuff, yes. If you're just like, I need a new show, I wouldn't recommend this one. If you're just like a random person who's like, what's a good show that you watched recently? This would not be at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, good point. Like, when I talk just like at work about shows, I don't talk about this one. But then, and we'll see, like, we might get like 10 downloads on this episode. I don't know. Maybe there's not like a real appeal to it. I do think for like a dork podcast audience, I think it's a must watch for people listening right now. I would say it is a must watch. If I'm on the radio tomorrow and they're like, is it a must watch? I'm like, I can't recommend it to everybody. But even if you've never read the comic, I think you'll like it. The voice acting is really good.
They got great, great voice acting and like heavy, heavy hitters this season.
Oh yeah. And like a lot of times, like I'll sit there and I'm just like, is that? And you're like, it is. Yeah.
One in particular that comes in at the second half of the season.
And it's one of the best parts of the whole thing. I'm with you. It definitely got better. And the finale, I think, is incredible. So it sort of sways me in my answer to this question. What is your dork score?
4.5.
I'm going 5. I think the finale kind of talked me up to a 5. I did think it was a lot of punching in the face, throw you through a building, fly away, punching in the face, throw you in a building. Yeah, have a sad, pick you back up, punching in the face. Is that all you got? There was a lot of that. But I liked it. There's sort of a mid-credit scene or whatever. Every episode. Yeah, and the finale, which is definitely worth
it. And in the final, they brought back one of my favorite characters in the show at the very tail end.
We'll get to that in the spoiler. So 4.5 for Davey, 5 from me. You guys can let us know what you thought of season 3 of Invincible. I read somewhere, I think it was like, you know how IMDb does like episode scores? I think the finale for this ranks up there with like Game of Thrones finales, Breaking Bad finales. People fucking loved it. It's good. All right, let's get to this.
Spoilers! Here come the spoilers!
A very trying season for Mark, aka Invincible. And one thing I absolutely love is most characters like him and the way he's sort of propped up and everything we know about him, he would be Batman, Superman, I don't kill people.
Yes.
He is not. And I believe that's also how it is in the comic. It gets to that point where he's like, you're fucking right. If somebody comes at me again or comes at my family again, like, I will kill them. And that's sweet because he's like a squeaky clean dude. He seems like a really like good kid, and he's like trying to like make up for all the damage that his dad has done on Earth and everything else. And yet he's like, no, I will fucking kill people, which is great.
I think it's the problem that people have with like Superman and Batman. It's just like, at what point, you know, are you just like, enough?
Yeah.
Like you, I think if I had that power, like
Joker, he keeps breaking out, killing a dozen people. You lock him back up, gets out, kills a dozen people. Like you kill him, 24 people are saved.
But that's the thing. It's like I know there's like a philosophical, like that, you know, the train, you know, the train problem, but like,
yeah.
Cause you can't predict, you know, if he's going to ever do that again. I get it. But like, at what point after the Joker does it dozens of times and dozens of people, hundreds of people die, when is it your fault?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you just don't take care of this one problem and you're the only person you can, but you won't.
Yeah.
Is it on you too?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, I'm going to become them. It's like, yeah, or you can actually stop them. like, I'm not saying all characters should be this way. Like, I do think that's great. Like, if that's how Batman wants to do it, great. Because that also led to direct conflict with Red Hood. And that's why that became such an incredible storyline. Because he's like, I came back from the dead. You didn't avenge the guy that killed me. And like, now this is how I do my work. Like, I love that. Another strength of this show, I think, is like the constant barrage of different villains doing different shit, and like some are stronger than others, right? But there's like on Earth villains, there's like, you know, global or not global, but like villains from around the galaxy, like some are overpowered, some aren't. I like the fact that there's a whole bunch of them. There was also a great scene right off the rip, actually, I think it was when he was fighting Multipaul, which is a great
Multipaul. This was it like
duplicate
and Multipaul. Yeah,
when he was fucking up the different versions of Multipaul at the beginning is like awesome. You could just see how strong Mark is. But yeah, so then you got Angstrom Levy, you had the Maulers, you had Conquest, obviously, which was a highlight of this season. Like the strongest Viltrumite, like stronger than Omni-Man. So he's probably the strongest character we've seen on this entire show. And he was voiced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. So you get really a rematch of Glenn versus Negan from The Walking Dead, which is one of the most famous scenes from that show, because Steven Yeun's the voice of Mark. And then, but this time, flip it around, and Mark gets the win.
And this is what I was alluding to. So, like, for three seasons, we've heard about the Viltrumites who are going to come to Earth, right, and take it over. And they haven't done it. Like, they've been there, just didn't do it. Like, I don't know what they're waiting for.
Yeah. Well, I think Omni-Man kind of fucked that up, because, like, I don't think he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And then...
Right. Well, he's in jail now, so you don't have him anymore. And you have Conquest, who's fucking...
I also thought you were going to say, like... We keep waiting for Alan the Alien to really get going.
No. It was just the Viltrumites to like come to Earth. Okay. I mean, there was that in episode 7 when they had all the different Invincibles from different dimensions.
Oh, god damn. That was crazy. There was a lot of different ones. Yeah. But so, Conquest is good. And then, so this, you can only imagine how this is going to go. So, long story short, you think Mark or Invincible has killed Conquest after what admittedly was almost too long of a battle. Like, it was just like, we get it, they're both fucking tough, like they're both invincible, but he finally kills him, or we think he kills him.
You're right.
And then turns out Cecil, as voiced by Walton Goggins, he has him like in the bottom of this bunker, like hooked up to this thing, like inside, and they have like his head there, and like, because they want to figure out what the Viltrumites are up to and like how to defeat him. So unbeknownst to Invincible, they're keeping Conquest like somewhat like waiting for him to like sort of heal himself.
Yeah.
Which, Ryan, I haven't read the book, but I can imagine is not going to work out well for Cecil and the fellas.
It's probably not going to work out well for them. No. Because, and that's the other thing. I've never seen a show where someone's head can get absolutely crushed. Like Game of Thrones, like Sand Snake crushed and like come back to life.
Oh yeah.
It happens all the time in the show. Like, you could be literally, like, eviscerated and, like, ripped apart, and somehow you're still alive.
Yeah, these, like, superheroes, most of them can, like, come back.
Except for your guy, which you wrote in the notes. Your guy.
Rexplode. R.I.P. to Rexplode. Jason Mantzoukas, who is hilarious. Great character. He was a real piece of shit, but people can change. He was a piece of shit early, and then he
pushed back. Yeah. If you see it without his gear on.
I mean, they can't stop you from ordering a steak and a glass of water. And so that's what he did. And so he dies. And it seems like he for real is dead. And that is a shame. He had a great line early where they were fighting Doc Seismic at the beginning. And he has them all trapped. And he like looks over at those guys. And he's like, and he looks at Rex. And he's like, what's that? You got like, no final quips? And then you hear like in the background, he goes, eat your own dick. Great line. We get an episode of Cecil's backstory. So like young Cecil, we see how his face got kind of fucked up the way that it was. All the stuff with Cecil and Mark, you have Cecil meeting Omni-Man the first time, like the first time he stumbles across him on Earth. So that was pretty cool.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
One of the weak parts, in my humble opinion, of the season, I did not like the brother. I get like where you're going with that storyline, and it's like another connection to Omni-Man, but right. Oliver, I hate the little brother add-on. Kind of lame.
That's like every show that like jumps the shark, that like they add like a character, you know? Yeah. And it was probably the weakest part to me, and that's when I started to kind of lose interest. And again, it was a little bit repetitive, but then you get another heavy hitter. You get Aaron Paul, who comes in as like Powerplex.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And like there's this cool character who's like a normal guy who's just trying to like prove a point. And like his sister and his niece died in the Battle of Chicago with Omni-Man and Invincible. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get his revenge. And in doing so, just becomes like this really tragic character and gives this show like this weird gravitas that it didn't have before. Like it seemed silly and saying like, and he's so, Aaron Paul is at his best when he's like yelling and crying.
Yeah.
Like that's like he's so good when
and
he's
that,
like,
you got a lot of that. And yeah, that was like, that's what I was talking about. Like with all the different villains and they're all coming at you from like different, you don't know when they're going to pop up, how long they're going to last in the series. And then that was episode 6, right? Mm-hmm. So he's trying to avenge his sister and niece. And then he's got his wife and his kid there, and the fucking kid dies.
Well, this one thing I appreciate about the show, and they've done it several times. Like you saw when Conquest and Invincible were like ripping through like towns like so fast, it was like blowing people apart.
Oh,
there were
God,
kids. Like, they're killing kids in this show.
Oh, big time. They don't mess around. And maybe another reason why I like Mark being like, all right, like I got to put a stop to this. I'm not just gonna like save these guys and throw them in prison. Speaking of prison, there's the scene where Multi Paul escapes prison by just stacking up bodies in the cell of himself.
Just pushing the doors.
Like blood and guts like spewing out. And then he like gets out. That was pretty wild. Then the finale, you get Glenn Negan, Mark versus Conquest, and that's really good. Oh, also didn't mention great season for Eve.
Adam Eve.
They get together. They're a couple. We even had a nude scene. Ba ba boom.
And she got her like her final form.
Yes. Oh yeah. So she's got like a little like phoenix to her almost. Mm-hmm. Where like she is. She actually might be the most powerful being they have, but definitely the most powerful good guy.
Yeah, but it's also like if she figures out. Like, because it always seems like she's figuring out new things. Like, once she figures out, like, how to do all that stuff. Because there was one thing that she's like, yeah, I just made the air heavier. Like, the atmosphere heavier. Yeah, like, you can do that.
Him, but it's like, yeah, she has so many more things that she can unlock. And like, she even tells Mark, she's like, when my body is like pushed to the brink or whatever, it can like shut down things and turn things on. And it's like, right. She basically like recreated herself, because she for sure looked dead.
Oh,
like,
she was super dead. Yeah.
She I thought was going to be a goner. Yeah. And then jumping ahead in the finale and then in the post thing, Damian Darkblood, sort of their version of Hellboy, who we got like a little taste of in what, season one.
Yeah.
And now looks like he's coming back. I don't know who he's coming back versus. I don't know if that's going to be a Cecil, Mark, Omni-Man, somebody else, but
yeah, they didn't really say, but he was alluding to somebody, but it was like,
I'm in.
He's like a hard boiled detective Hellboy, which is really like a John Constantine Hellboy.
So I think they set this thing up. I thought it was a good, strong season. And they also set it up where it can go in a bunch of ways. Cause you're getting Damian Darkblood. Conquest is obviously going to heal himself. Adam Eve is going to be able to like become even more powerful. And then you still have Omni-Man and Alan the Alien kind of hanging out there.
And what's his Battle Beast or whatever the
oh yeah, that fucking guy too was having a float. So
he's having a float, but he ripped apart like a Viltrumite. So he can he knows how to beat them too.
Yeah. Right. And then he has his own like crew.
Yeah, what is he said that he said something like he's like more. Like he wanted to like do it again.
Yeah. It's good.
That guy rules. Battle Beast. Was it Battle Beast?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy rules.
Anyway. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to another season. Who knows how long it takes to come out.
Yeah, and just to like from my point, like it just took too long to get going. Like I wish that like they got to this stuff. You didn't need 8 hour long episodes to like do your thing here.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Like the whole thing with Adam Eve and like the ex-girlfriend and the little brother.
Oh
and,
yeah.
Like the mom, other friend. You didn't need any of that shit.
Yeah,
like, that was just lame. Yeah.
Yeah, that got a little repetitive. And like I said, a lot of the fight scenes, even though they do have cool kill scenes, the straight up fight scenes with superpower versus superpower, I don't know. We've seen a lot of it, I guess is what I would say. But I'm still going 5. Davey's going 4.5. You guys could let us know what you thought.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Next week, of course, on the podcast, we will have the Severance season 2 finale. And I think TBD for the second episode, although
might be a two-parter. Because holy shit, we're gonna have a ton to talk about.
That's also true. And then I think in 2 weeks I want to do top 50 SNL cast members.
Yes.
So we got to get that. We'll have Mac and Goo vote. Billy Lanny will vote. And then with for the 50th anniversary of SNL, we'll have our 50 best cast members. But thanks for listening. Tell a friend, tell a dork. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Dork Podcast. Tell a friend, tell a dork. Subscribe and all that good stuff. Send us an email. We'll read some more emails on the episodes coming up as well. And in the meantime, Ryan, promise me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
I will not promise you that, sir.
The hashtag Dork Podcast.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buyer car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.